Back in this country, a big discovery from the civil rights era has been handed over to Alabama State University. Maya McKenzie was an intern back in 2013 at the Montgomery County Circuit Clerk's Office in Alabama when she found a trove of legal documents inside a safe. One was a bail document signed by Martin Luther King Jr. after he was arrested during the Montgomery bus boycott that he organized. And there's also the arrest warrant for another key person involved in that boycott, Rosa Parks. The public will be able to see the documents online later this summer. Maya McKenzie is now a lawyer living in Atlanta, and she joins me now. Maya, welcome.
Thank you.
What a treasure you found. How did you find it?
Well, I was working with Tiffany McCord, who was the then Montgomery County Circuit Clerk, and she asked me, the intern, to work on cleaning out a room of documents. She was just trying to get a lot of administrative things worked out. This was not the historical job that it turned out to be.
Yeah, you were an intern. It wasn't like somebody said, I've got this great job for you. No, you were doing the dirty work.
Exactly. I had the gloves to prove it. and I was going through boxes and boxes of old documents, and many of the documents were old. You could tell that they were damaged from being in contact with the environment, moisture, and the rubber bands. I remember the rubber bands on many of the documents breaking off because they were so damaged by being exposed to the element. As I was going through, I tried to make this an enjoyable experience, and so I would read some of the documents as I went through. And on a document, I saw M.L. King, and I thought, this is like the civil rights era.
That'll get
may be something here. And so I kept it to the side, and towards the end of my search, I said, Tiffany, hey, you should come look at these. Tell me what you think.
Well, it is one thing to talk about these records. As you, I'm sure you know, it is another thing to read them. I'm going to read from the arrest warrant of Rosa Parks. It's written by a police sergeant who says, the bus driver in this case, a man named J.F. Blake, has probable cause to believe and does believe that Rosa Parks on or about the first day of December 1955 did refuse to take a seat assigned to her race at the request of the driver in violation of Chapter 6, Section 11 of the City Code. You know, we know the story of Rosa Parks, but to see right there encoded in that document that it was a law that she could not sit anywhere she wanted on the bus takes on new dimensions.
It does. It does. I mean, we can certainly draw parallels to things we see today, and that should embolden us to work even harder. I mean, I don't think at the time the people involved with the Montgomery bus boycott really understood how their change would impact our nation, but they were working to bring a little bit of equality and equal opportunity to this mode of transportation in Montgomery, Alabama. If we work and we remain diligent, that work will speak for itself down the line.
Why do you think these documents had been in that storage room for so long and never discovered?
I'm really not sure. I think Tiffany McCord, who was the circuit clerk at the time, tried to reach out to previous circuit clerks to divine some type of intent to figure out why they were stored in the safe. And I'm not sure, but ultimately, there's a quote that is often used in the black church, may the works I've done speak for me. And I think about that quote when I think about why these documents are still available to us now, why they were kept away then and we have now found them, is because ultimately the work that's done, the things that are positive for the universe, they'll be brought to light and they'll have their place. Now, it wasn't back then in the 1950s during the bus boycott, but in 2013 and now in 2018, we're able to celebrate that moment, celebrate that courage and that fortitude.
They were meant to be found when they were found. Maya McKenzie, a former intern at the Montgomery County Circuit Clerk's Office, when she discovered documents related to the civil rights movement tucked away in a safe. Those documents have just been turned over to Alabama State University. Maya, thanks for your time. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.